Fred Finn Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes. Today I'm with Luis Gnecco and Mercedes Moran, actors in the film by Pablo Larraín, Neruda. So Luis, how was it to portray a figure so important in the history of Chile?
Well, it was a challenge, especially for Chilean, I suppose. Because until now, there's many prejudices about his figure. You know, of course, it's important. It's a big, big, big author. It's not coincidence that we have two Nobel Prizes, and the two of them are poets. So Neruda means a lot for Chile. Neruda, the term, and his wife and the world about Neruda, you know. We could talk that in Chile there is a Nerudian style. Nerudian style that was so strong, you know, in the society. I mean, a kind of society more close to the left thinking, you know, and to the most open-minded people. But it was, I would say, until, I don't know, 10 years ago. So the guy is definitely a very, very, very interesting guy, very, very important guy. But I could not take this as a... I took the challenge, but I could not take this as a burden, you know? Una carga, because if as an actor, if you take a character like that, of course you're absolutely restrained, you know. And for me was I saw the opportunity, the chance to play the free guy, because I was studying his life at the first. I was getting into his life. Of course, I discovered it was absolutely stupid exercise, because I was not going to reach his life. And then I left it. I dive into his plays, reading many books of him, especially the General Chan, that was the book he was writing at the time. And that gave me light, or at least I thought prepared me to face this challenge, and to be in a kind of trained point to go with Pablo's hands through this adventure that was Neruda. But always until the end of the movie, until the end of shooting, knowing that this was a big challenge. But I think the last part of this still is not with us. I mean, the last part of this is when we open the film in Chile. Because you have seen the film, you have your opinions, I love your opinions. I mean, it's very, very illuminating to us. What do you think about the figure of Neruda? But I began to have some hints when we have a meeting, tomorrow we're going to have another one, but we had a meeting with a Latin American press. And the kind of questions they made to us was more or less the same questions that I think we're going to confront when we are back to Chile, we open the film in Chile. Because it's another way to approach the character, because in South America, and I think this is going to be the reaction in Chile, we're so afraid to take our heroes, our great characters of the society, you know, out of the podium. So at least journalists reacted like saying to us, well, this could be dangerous, you're disrespecting him. And they were so concerned about the controversial figure of Neruda. Now, to 2016, for them was very remarkable that Neruda were a controversial guy. Like, he were a communist, and then he were a bourgeois, a lover of his life. So I think this is gonna be the way that in Chile they will take this vision of Neruda. And I'm not concerned, I'm not afraid, I'm just expecting what's gonna happen there, because no one has dealt with this way with a character such important as Neruda. In general terms, and with this I finish, in general terms, a character as Neruda is treated always worshipping him, you know, not touching him. Okay, we talk about him, but we're not touching him, we're not really, ¿cómo se dice? Disectar como...
To
go into the flesh of the guy, yes. You know, open the flesh and go there and discover what was there. For me, this was a challenge. I think I did more or less that. We don't know what's going to happen after the opening in Chile.
But in a way, as Pablo told us, he played with what Pablo Neruda said during his speech at the Nobel Prize. I don't know if some of the things really happened, or I imagined that, or I wrote that. So in a way, this can be considered not as a biopic, but as your home version of what you think his life could have been at that time.
Yeah, well, this is not a biopic, of course, and we're fortunate that this is not, because I think making a biopic today is boring, it's not thrilling. Paolo didn't want to make it, because make a biopic supposes not touch the characters, what I just said, you know. Of course, this is not the kind of film that teachers will take their students to see. Class, we're going to see the Neruda's life, because this is not the life of Neruda. I mean, take some elements, some of his life, but put them in a game table. And this is the genius of Pablo, the way he works, and we knew that working with him was going to be this way, at least. I've worked with him many times, so this is the interesting part of it. And for me, this is more realistic than assuming a biopic with a character. Because this recalls me this novel and the film of the Temptation of Jesus, you know, the Kazantzakis novel. More than the film, I would talk about the Kazantzakis novel which I read first. Because I'm not Catholic, but of course for me it was a great humanization of Christ's life, this book, because took the figure as a human, with contradictions, with knittings, with lust, with, you know, he took the guy out of the cross and put in the soil, and well, live your life, have knittings, desires, and then conserve your aura of sanctity, you know. Well, we see what happened there, and of course the result is, for me, the humanization of the figure. In this case, happens the same. For me, and I knew that Paolo was gonna. The comparison probably is not good. Christ with Neruda, bad. No, it's the way they work. That's what I want to point. The way Paolo works. Taking out the podium, this guy, and just touching him, you know, not making a common biopic, is where you take or you allow to that his greatness arouses more than having him in a common story, you know, with the typical part of his life, you know. For me, that's the big challenge and the great mystery of this. And of course, this is why I work with Pablo, you know, not for another reason. Mercedes says that this is a couple, and please afterwards talk to her, because she has an idea very attractive with it. That this was a couple of rockers, you know, a couple of rockers, and And they lived the life as rockers, but they were in the 30s, they were in the 40s. Don't forget that. And they lived their lives with contradiction, opening to contradictions. Of course, they didn't have an open relation, but Neruda always thought that he was free and everybody was to take care of him, and everybody was devoted to him. And this aspect, not judging him, because as an actor you cannot judge a character. If you begin from that point, a judgment point, well, better stay at home, because you cannot work. So if you don't judge him, you have the life of a guy, really a Rolling Stone in the 40s, because the guy was, the guy with a big belly and with this face, fatty face, and the guy just opened a book and began to read the poems, and the girls went crazy for him. The guy was really, really a huge lover, and a guy with the power of the word, he conquered everyone, not only women, conquered everyone. So the guy at least is so interesting, but not to tell his life in the common way, as a biopic, as we have seen.
Tell us about this rock star.
Her theory about rock stars.
Yo estuve como era la única argentina en el rodaje, y fui testigo de esta expectativa que tenían ellos como actores, como directores chilenos, de cuál sería la reacción de la sociedad chilena ante esta manera de contar la historia de Neruda.
I was the only Argentinian in this, movie, in the shooting, and I was in fact a witness of this expectation on part of the Chilean actors about what would be the reaction of Chilean audience to this movie.
Si bien es cierto que la sociedad chilena es una sociedad muy conservadora, personalmente creo que este Neruda que cuenta el film es mucho más interesante, que lo dimensiona como artista de una manera extraordinaria, y que los problemas morales o éticos que pueda traer no son particularmente de una sociedad como Chile. Creo que en general hay como un tema en que mucha gente necesita que los artistas necesitan juzgarlos moralmente, y me parece que eso es algo que no tiene solución. O sea, a un artista no se lo puede juzgar desde el punto de vista moral. Yo creo que se van a sorprender y que van a apreciar los propios chilenos esta dimensión que adquiere Neruda con esta película. Es verdad que me llamó la atención que en Chile todos lo llaman Don Pablo.
Don Pablo.
Como si fuera parte de la familia. Y puede ser inquietante que a un pariente le muestren una parte que es mejor ocultar, pero siempre sacar del bronce, de la estatua, y humanizar duele a veces, pero también creo que provoca más empatía.
It's true that Chilean society is quite conservative, very conservative actually. Personally, I think that this Neruda that he's being presented in the movie is much more interesting. Moral, ethical problems that he may have are not those that of a society like the Chilean society. you know, usually many people, a lot of people must want to judge morally, well, make a moral judgment, and I think it's not possible to judge here in this case morally. And I do think that Chileans are going to be surprised and actually appreciate and enjoy, like, the dimension that Pablo Neruda acquires in this movie. In Chile, you have to know that everybody calls Pablo Neruda Don Pablo, as if he were part of the family. So it's, you know, something a bit difficult to, you know, take someone, not difficult, but it's, you know, take someone out of, down from the podium and humanize him. It hurts, but it also gives you attracts sympathy, actually.
Y que me parece, sí, perfecto, gracias. Y que es absurdo un juicio moral, pienso, para con un artista. Uno puede tener una opinión ética sobre la vida de esa persona, pero el juicio moral no tiene lugar en la vida de un artista. Es lo que yo pienso.
Yes, there's one thing that I really think, which it's absurd to make a moral judgment in the case of an artist. You may have an opinion about morals, ethics, you know, okay, about his life, but not, yes, an artist.
Pablo told us that you shot dialogues in different locations, so you shot the same dialogues in the different locations. So can you talk about a bit how he works and how that actually affects your acting, maybe?
Yeah, you know, this is a method he's developing. I don't know it comes from where. I don't know if he devised that, you know, he made that. But he had the idea in the other movie, in No, I'm in that film. Probably you don't recognize me because I'm using a wig there. And but I'm there. And we began in that film shooting this way. And when I asked why, how, what for. And he said to me that this gave the idea of a conversation, a sequence that lasts for a long, long time. And with that, takes you to a place that finally you're not, ¿cómo se dice? Pushing the scene to a conventional way to see it. So, if you shoot this scene, we're here in this location. You talk first, then talk you. The camera is with you. The big plane, cut. But if we begin here, and then I show you with the boats in your back. And then I see you with a wood in your back, and I see you walking. You know, you don't push the scene to a conventional reading of this is realistic. What is happening there? And what arouses, what grows in the scene is the content, the content of the scene. What arouses is the power of the performance, the power of the conflict, many things. And if you see that works in No, we did that exercise, but I think it's not very successful because of the, you know, of the kind of the how to say, the movie was shot with a video camera, with an old video camera, you know, to match the material of the material that they have with the old television, so you don't notice that too much. But in this film, it's absolutely obvious. For instance, well, the first scene that I have with the president of the Senate, you know, begins in a room. Then the same conversation continues, in the stairs with the dog over and. Then in the room of the way out of the home, then walking with him, Mercedes has a very important scene, very key scene in the movie, where the policeman, which we discovered through the scene that is a creation of Pablo Neruda, talks to her about their eternity, about if he's a secondary character, And if you see, they begin in a place, and then the scene continues, and you see, well, these guys are talking for hours, for days, for you lose, you know, the sense of time, and then you automatically begin to think in the scene, in the content of the scene. For me, it works like that. I know what happens with the rest of the audience, but I think that Pablo doesn't, for that reason, you know, to underline some aspects of the scene, some aspects of the character, and not to have a realistic notion of the scene, you know?
Quería agregar que me pareció que preguntabas si para nosotros como actores esto, este lenguaje de Pablo, sí, es agotador.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, for us, yeah, okay. This language, okay. You know, Pablo's, is
agotador.
Exhausting. Es
cada escena,
each scene,
seis, siete, ocho veces en una locación, la misma, otra vez.
It's about six or seven takes.
When I work with actors for the first time that haven't worked with Pablo before, they really say, he always works like this.
Cuando yo vi sus películas anteriores, como espectadora, y vi este lenguaje de esto que comentabas, me preguntaba si lo haría con algunas determinadas escenas.
No, I was actually wondering, does he do that for specific scenes? You know, that's what I thought when I was seeing that as a viewer.
Pero cuando rodamos y vi que lo hacía con todas,
no. You know, when we did that, you know, the shooting, and I saw that we would do that in every single scene.
Creo que finalmente termina siendo un sello muy Larraín en sus películas que lo identifican y que resulta revelador como decía.
Actually, this must be a real, you know, stamp or, you know, signature by Larraín, as, you know, Luis has also said, you know, in his films, and it's successful. I mean, it's a
Thank you so much to Luis Gnecco and Mercedes Moran, actors in the film by Pablo Larraín, Neruda, screening at the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes in the Canton des Réalisateurs. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.